I literally lost track of time. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay, so should we start asking questions?
Yeah. How do you record through StoryCorps? I was trying to figure it out yesterday, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, Crystal suggested that we just record the call and then I'll upload it to StoryCorps.
Okay.
And then I can send you all the recording so you can do whatever you need to do with it.
Wait, is that Charlie, didn't you do that last time? Did you import it?
Oh yeah, I used your order and then I imported it.
Okay, then it works. Okay.
Wait, let me just get my questions. Okay.
Who's gonna go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. Chetin, if you could ask anyone for advice on getting through the quarantine, who would you talk to?
Oh, don't we have to introduce ourselves? Like.
Oh, right. Wait, let me find that thing.
What's that? Oh my god.
Wait, Trent, do you have the thing, the template thing?
What template?
Like when
I found the template. I'll send it to the chat.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. My name is Martin Carpio. I am 15 years old. Today is June 3rd, and I'm speaking with Chetin Sung, who is a KYCC program participant. I'm recording this in Los Angeles, California, and yeah.
My name is Chetin Sung. I am 16 years old. Today is June 3rd, Wednesday, and I'm speaking with Martin Carpio, a fellow KYCC participant, and I'm recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. So for my first question, if you could ask anyone for advice on getting through the quarantine, who would you talk to?
I would talk to a person who has lived in South Korea and who has experienced another quarantine with the SARS and MERS disease. And through that experience, I believe that they would be like already used to this kind of environment and they would know how to deal with this type of isolation. So I would ask them like how they dealt with it and like what like some fun activities they could have done indoors and et cetera. And so like I think talking to a South Korean person who will help me to understand more of like isolating ourselves with the quarantine and being able to learn and reflect during this time.
Okay. My next question, what memory of this time do you think will stay with you?
Through this quarantine time, I became a lot more close with my family members because my family members are home 24/7. Like, I had some arguments with them, like a little bit of tension, but through that opportunity, I gained closer with mostly with my mom because my dad is usually off to work. And so I watched a lot of movies with her. I talked to her about like life and just, you know, like, I'm going to miss having that mom and daughter relationship moment.
And for my next question, how has living through this period made you feel?
Living through this period made me a totally different person. Not a totally different person, but like somewhat different. But I'm very outgoing, extroverted. So I'm used to like going out and hanging out with my friends a lot, almost like every other day. Even if it's like not going outside, I would go to a friend's house and stuff. But through this period, it made me feel very kind of lonely and isolated. It's like I'm stuck in my room for like 6 hours because of online class. But at the same time, like time goes awfully so quickly. And so like during this period, it made me realize how important social reaction is and talking to people is. Yeah, so it made me really miss that a lot.
You talk about being extroverted. How do you like, what's your outlet now that like you don't have like the opportunity to go outside and hang out with friends? What do you do to like deal with that?
FaceTime. Yeah, FaceTime. And I have a friend living like a couple houses away. So I just go to her house and like work out with together and like watch movies. And also on Zoom, like, cause you can share screens. I usually like watched a lot of movies with friends and like we would just have like movie nights and stuff. Yeah, there's like online games you can play and usually like, yeah, FaceTime is like usually what I do most.
Is there someone you can't see right now who you really wish that you could?
I really, really miss my like the friends I can't see right now and my school teachers. Like due to this pandemic, like it made me realize how special they are to me. And like my days would consist of seeing and like meeting friends and teachers 5 days in a week at school. And now that I'm like watching them through Zoom and like online, just makes me really like sad and like, yeah.
What's the biggest way your life has changed because of the pandemic?
I think before the pandemic, I used to, you know, like kind of like predict my future, like going to college, like getting a job, you know, and like, but then I feel like now that the pandemic came, like my life became so unpredictable. And like, because this virus does not even have like a treatment or cure, you honestly like don't know what's going to happen to your close ones or like your loved ones. So it made me really like worried and terrified at the same time. And also like many of my parents' friends and like their close ones, they've been getting affected by the coronavirus. So I think like this is like making me really fearful and afraid of what's going to happen. Like not only the pandemic, but also like the protesting and the riots. Like 2020 is becoming really unpredictable and like I don't even know what's going to happen next, you know. And so yeah, it's making me really terrified and like afraid of what's going to happen in the future. Like you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's no problem.
So Crystal, do I have to introduce myself again?
I guess so.
Hello, my name is Sharon Sung. I am 16 years old. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, and I'm speaking with Crystal Yoon, a fellow KYCC participant, and I'm recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
My name is Crystal Yoon. I am 16 years old. Today is June 3rd, 2020, and I'm speaking with Sharon Sung, who is a KYCC participant. I am recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
So my first question is, what has been the most challenging part of this experience?
Challenging experience? Not being able to go out because usually, I don't really like going out as much. I usually like staying home. But since I'm being kept at home, I want to go out. And, like, now, like, there's, like, a curfew. Like, it became, like 6 p.m. And, like, all the markets are closing. Like, they're trying to, like, secure their own businesses and stuff. So, it's, like, we're really limited to all the places we can go at night. So I think that's been really challenging because, like, now, like, I want to explore and, like, go out because I can't. And, like, it's, like, a rebel kind of thing, but I really do want to, like, just hang out and, you know, just have some fresh air outside. But now, like, it just seems so, not impossible, but, like, close to impossible because of all the things that are happening right now. It's just, I don't know what to, like, predict next. I don't know what's going to happen next. Just really scary.
So is there a time you, like, just go out and have some fresh air and, like, take a walk and stuff?
So, like, in my neighborhood, there's, like, my mom and I made, like, this one-hour walking course. And, like, it's, like, a really small, quiet area.
We just 2 o'clock.
We just go out and we just take a walk and, like, we look at the houses because the neighborhood is really clean there. Mm-hmm. So we just like it and just walk. But it's, like, maybe twice a week. So, yeah.
How is this experience different from other historical events you've lived through?
I don't think I remember a specific historical moment. I think so.
The teacher strike, if you remember.
Oh, the well, that was, like, I mean, that was in, like,
middle school? Was it middle school or, like, high school?
But it wasn't as, like, although it's really important, it wasn't as big as, like, the coronavirus or the, what is it, the riots right now, because, like, we were still able to go out and, like, the teachers would protest on the streets and stuff, and that's the same, but I feel like this event was, became a lot more viral, like, and it became well known, unlike the teacher protest. But, like, teacher protest, I feel like it didn't really affect us in a way. It affected more the teachers, but this, like, the coronavirus and the movement right now is, like, affecting us too. Like, we have a curfew, we can't go out, and, like, all the police and the helicopters going around at night, it's, like, really crazy. So I guess, yeah, it's really different than the other ones that I've faced.
If you could ask anyone from your life, living or dead, for advice on getting through this, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I think maybe I would ask my mom, I guess, because, like, she's the closest one to me, and I mean, I don't know if she knows, like, probably she knows more about it than I do, so I'll get really good info about her. And I think I would ask, like, I don't know if she can answer this, but, like, when will this end, or, like, how do we have to, like, cope with this right now? Like, although, like, she can't give, like, a definite answer, I think, like, she can still give me some kind of hope, like, a hopeful answer, because I think during this time, that kind of answer will help a lot, because, like, I thought the coronavirus would be it for 2020, and then this kind of movement happened. It's becoming, like, so crazy, like, 2020. So I think I'll ask my mom.
So, like, specifically, what emotions are you feeling at this time? Like, with the riots, the protests, and especially with the coronavirus, and, like, people are, like, protesting out there, like, as if they forgot about the coronavirus, like people are packed in the streets and stuff. So, like, how are you feeling about this? And, yeah,
honestly I'm feeling like confused, like there's coronavirus and the movement, and I think more about the movement, I've been more confused about the looting in of the businesses and stuff, of, like, the luxury brands and, like, the malls, and, like, I feel like people forgot about the coronavirus, like, it's such a big deal, but, like, I think, like, the health problems right now are a big issue too. And, like, I'm just feeling really confused because, like, I can't seem to get really involved in it. Like, unlike other people, I don't seem to have, like, much, a lot more knowledge about it. Like, I'm aware of it, but I'm a person who doesn't go like really deep into these kind of matters, which is sort of a bad thing, I guess, right now. But like, I'm just really like confused and shocked and like, just like, but still, I think I have like a little hope in me that like it's gonna end soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope this will end like eventually this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Before graduation, hopefully.
Yeah.
So my fourth question is, what memory of this time do you think will stay with you?
The memory that will stay with me. I think, just going on Zoom, I guess, because, like, honestly, like, for some classes, I wasn't really paying attention. We would play, like, games and, like, FaceTime during the Zoom calls, which is, I think, like, it's, like, a once-in-a-lifetime moment. Honestly, like, I don't know when this will happen, and hopefully it won't happen again. But like, when will we have a time to be in like this online setting for this of a long period and like really like experience this stay home environment and stuff? Like, we can't go out. Like, I feel like it's gonna be a once in a lifetime experience. And although it's like causing such like a chaotic world right now, I feel like the world will learn a lot from it, from the coronavirus and the riots as well.
My last question is, what do you most worry about in your family or circle of friends right now?
I think I worry most about probably my family and probably my grandma, because she's the oldest in the family, and like the coronavirus attacks like the older people first, so I'm also worried about her. But right now she's not going to work right now, so she's staying home most of the time, so I guess it's like okay for now. But my mom has been starting to go to work now like regularly. And like, I'm scared that like she might be exposed to the coronavirus. But from what I hear, like, they have to wear masks at work, and although it may be sort of like bothersome, like they have to for the safety. But I'm still worried for my family, because if one person gets it, like everyone will get it for sure. So yeah, I'm just worried about my family.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I will introduce myself first. My name is Crystal Yoon. I am 16 years old. Today is June 3rd, 2020, and I'm speaking with Martin, who is a KYCC participant. I am recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
My name is Martin Carpio. I'm 15 years old. Today is June 3rd, and I'm speaking with Crystal, who is a KYCC program participant, and I'm recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, so first question, what has given you comfort and hope during this time?
I feel just like largely like calling my girlfriend. We call a lot these days, and like before the pandemic, we weren't really able to call that much, because I was usually like busy with track, or I was busy with the musical, and like she had other stuff to do. And so like our schedules were really conflicted. And I just feel like now, like even in like such a bad time, like I feel like I'm lucky that I get to talk with her some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like this quarantine has given you some kind of like extra time in a way to really like communicate with her?
Yes.
Second question, has this experience changed you? If so, how?
Well, it definitely has changed me. Like obviously like there were a lot of great things. Like, I could go out with Sally, you know, and like, I could spend time with friends. And now, like, we're all just stuck here. And I also think that it's really great that, like, now that everybody's home, everybody's like, well, I don't know if it's great that everybody's super exposed to the media, but, like, it's great that everybody's more aware of what's going on right now. Like, clearly, there are, like, things going on in LA, like, the whole, all the protests, and I personally, like, I wasn't, like, always an activist. Like, I'm aware of, like, Black rights and trans rights and, like, gay rights and all this stuff, you know, and I guess just, like, now that everybody is, like, together and, like, aware of what's going on, I feel like it makes me feel less afraid to speak out against, like, what's going wrong in this country.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Third question. What has been the most challenging part of this experience?
I guess the most challenging thing is not being able to go out. I also feel that, like, I'm a pretty extroverted person, and, like, I like being outside. Even though, like, sometimes, like, I'd stay at home for a while, but usually I'd find a way to get out. Like, I'd leave and take the train to, like, downtown or something, to, like, go places. And yeah, it's just really hard not being able to go out. Like, obviously I can go out with a mask, but it's just, it's very different. Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth question. Who do you most worry about in your family or circle of friends right now?
I most worry about, I guess, my parents, because, like, they're both pretty old and they worry a lot. My mom especially, she worries a lot. Like, before the entire quarantine happened, like, she put up papers with, like, a false information because she was just so scared, and, like, she wanted to make sure we were safe, but she didn't necessarily, like, research what she was looking at before she put it up. And I don't know, I just think that, like, it's really difficult for her, and, like, for my dad too. Like, he's a pretty stubborn person, and so, like, I'd ask him, oh, can you please, like, sneeze into your elbow or cough into your elbow? I was like, why should I do that? Like, I'm doing it into my shirt, what's wrong? Like, oh, okay, fine. Like, I don't know, I just think that, like, it would be really difficult for him, like, to adjust. Like, let's say we go back and, like, everybody's, like, working and, like, everybody's at school. Like, if he, like, sneezes or coughs into his shirt, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of people who look at him and be like, oh, that's strange, you know. And yeah, I just think it would be pretty difficult for them, and that's why I'm worried about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Is there anything you want to say to the people, given what we're living through at this moment?
Can you ask the question again? I'm sorry.
It's fine. Is there anything you would want to say to me or, like, the people here, given what we're living through at this moment?
I guess the biggest thing is just, like, not taking things for granted. Like, obviously, you get comfortable when things like this aren't happening, but, like, a lot of this, like, being able to go out and, like, spend time with your friends, that's, like, a really big, that's really great, and it's, like, a privilege, I guess. Well, I don't know about a privilege, but, like, it's a great thing to have. And like, I don't know, being exposed to people, like, at school, you know, I think it's great. So try not to take advantage of things.
Thank you. That was it.
Okay, I'm gonna stop recording.